Mrs. Jennings.
Still messing with dogs.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have two grant requests. One is Delaware Devil Dogs. They are requesting a $500 platinum sponsorship for the detachment's 238th Marine Corps birthday ball. The mission of the Devil Dogs is to protect, advance the welfare of wounded and disabled Marines and their dependents. There have been no past grants.
Okay.
Disabled Marines.
One of their goals is to help those people, yes.
Make a motion we give it.
I have a question for y'all. You know that I do seem to have a lot of heavy demands. My districts have a lot of heavy demands, and therefore only $17,000 at this point, where some of us have $75,000. And as far as our doling out so much per council person, I'm going to have to, I don't know if I can keep doing that and then, you know, have anything left, you know, for my folks. So
would you like to participate or not?
No.
Okay. That's good. Bottom line.
You got something against disabled vets?
Do me?
What do you got against the disabled Marines?
You have $75,000. Give them a lot of money.
Does anyone care to make a motion?
$100 each. Can you handle 100, Jim?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Nothing.
$125 each for a total of the second. $500 that they are requesting.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant the $500 to the Delaware Devil Dog. It has been $780. And the money will come from Mr. Cole's account, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson, and myself for $125 each. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. I have the Emmanuel Homeless Shelter. They are requesting support to provide a temporary shelter for the homeless this winter. The shelter provides hot dinners, breakfast, hot showers, and a sleeping bag to every guest. On average, the shelter anticipates it will serve as many as 20 guests a night over 17 weekends and serve 2,040 meals. The shelter is located at Epworth Methodist Church. The shelter shows no partiality to any particular faith, and the work that is done at the shelter is non-denominational. The budget for the program is $12,000. This is the first grant request for this program.
Didn't we have a homeless person on the property last week? That's what I hear.
I have no idea.
It's your district.
Anyone care to make a motion?
No, it was right here.
Everyone care to make a motion reference this request?
I'm interested in finding out. You say it's available to all folks, and so it's not specifically one district, is it? Or just,
it's your district, Joe.
In George's district.
George, I mean, you going to do anything?
Yeah, it's where
I'm just waiting until she gets done asking her questions.
There you go.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
I'll make a motion that I'll give $250 to.
I will too.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 in total, $250 for Mr. Cole and $250 Mrs. Deaver. Any question on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy?
Oh, that's going to be a while.
Joseph Meyer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Great.
All right. I'm here to address the Board of Adjustments approval on the decision of the Allen Harem Poultry Slaughterhouse at the old Velasic Pickle Plant on a hazardous facility permit. The purpose of speaking today is an effort to educate the County Council on the concerns of the citizens living in Possum Point, Colonial Heights Trailer Park, and Holiday Acres and surrounding neighborhoods of our health concerns and environmental concerns on the Indian River. We represent low-income senior citizens, Hispanic and Negro communities in our area. We do not live in the affluent areas such as Bethany Beach, Lewis, Millville, Ocean View. We live in low-income, hard-working people who live below in middle class. We need your help. It is your responsibility to be knowledgeable of what decisions are being made by the Board of Adjustment. It is your responsibility to protect the citizens of Sussex County, regardless of race, color, or financial situation. in looking through my paperwork here, on the Sussex County Government's website, under Sussex County Government Structure, it states responsibilities of the County Council include, and the number one thing is establishing policies for the health, safety, and welfare of our county residents. Does Delaware care? Does the state of Delaware or its citizens care about its own health and welfare? That question is one that we should be asking ourselves. Do you care about pollution of our rivers, streams, air quality, traffic, health, civil rights? Water pollution. The Allen Heron Poultry Plant plans on purchasing the old Velasic Pickle Factory in Millsboro and constructing a slaughterhouse for 2 million chickens a week and dumping the wastewater into the Indian River and its tributaries. 6 gallons of water per chicken equals 12 million gallons of wastewater a week. They say it's safe enough to drink, but we've all heard that before. Accidents happen. It's 2013, not 1980. Our streams and rivers are not dumping grounds for industry. If people can get salmonella poisoning from chicken products right off the shelves of our grocery store, how much of it is going to go into our rivers? No system, regardless of what, is 100% safe. I don't know if anyone here has ever gone crabbing in the Indian River or has eaten crabs out of the river, but after 12 million gallons of wastewater a week going in there, would you want to eat them? Air quality. Trucks carrying live-haul chickens to slaughter spread a lot of different bacteria, such as Enter coli and other bacteria. This bacteria from the truck shows resistance to antimicrobial like bacterias. Johns Hopkins University did a study on trucks hauling chickens to slaughter and found unhealthy bacteria that was harmful to humans, especially children, when you're driving behind these trucks and in the air. Traffic. Adding 200-plus trucks and 700 employees to the traffic on the Route 113 and Route 20 corridor and the rural roads around Millsboro and Dagsboro areas will surely create a gridlock to all the beach and local traffic. I can just imagine an accident on Route 26 or someone needing an ambulance. How will emergency vehicles or police be able to get to them? We all know about the proposed Route 113 bypass proposal due to the gridlock in this area. Civil rights. Ever hear of environmental justice? It's a law against industry operating in areas that are populated by low-income persons of protected groups. The idea of environmental justice is simple. It means that everyone should have the right to live in a clean and healthy environment. Environmental justice is as much about about people and communities as it is about issues like pollution and climate change. Unfortunately, poor communities are more likely to live near polluting industries. They bear the brunt of the harmful health effects associated with pollution. You could argue that someone has to live close to the industries that all of our modern consumerist lifestyles rely on. But those on low incomes consume less resources than richer communities, so they are disproportionately impacted. I'll try to make this short and sweet. There's a lot of other information here. Could I give you guys something that I have packets for all the members? And if you just read one sheet out of this, you'll understand what the people are talking about as far as our health concerns goes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have some more people, I'm going to assume, the same areas, so we'd like you to maybe not say the same thing if you don't have to or whatever.
Yes, and I would point out for the record, too, and Mr. President, there has been a public hearing on this. The Board of Adjustment, I believe, has made their decision on this. And so there was an opportunity for a public hearing at that time when they did have to go before the Board of Adjustment.
I think if you would state, Mr. Moore, also, so the public is aware of this, how the Board of Adjustment is its own entity.
That's correct. The Board of Adjustment.
We can't overrule them.
That is.
You can't appeal to us.
Our main purpose is just.
Oh, no, I understand. No, that's all right. That's fine. I understand. And we appreciate that.
Just communication to the community and all the different areas around here.
Right.
Just so you all are aware that we can't say they were wrong.
Oh, no. I understand that.
Process.
Talking about future stuff.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Yes. And as part of that process, Mr. President, there is sworn testimony that is taken at that time at the Board of Adjustment. Sure. And so they did have a hearing, a public hearing on that.
But they could appeal
I'm going to murder this, I'm sure. Lou? Podolsky. Does that sound close? Okay. Wow, I surprised myself.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
That's a good segue to my discussion about the Board of Adjustment, because just think it's important that you know, since it is part of the Sussex County structure, that the Board of Adjustment did make the decision, but we feel they made an improper and a rush-to-judgment kind of decision. Now, according to the Sussex County Zoning Code, it's the responsibility of the Board of Adjustment to review the plans and statements and shall not permit such buildings, structures, or uses until it has been shown that the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare will be properly protected and that necessary safeguards will be provided for the protection of water areas or surrounding property and persons. The board, in reviewing the plans and statements, shall consult with other agencies created for the promotion of public health and safety and shall pay particular attention to the protection of the county and its waterways from the harmful effects of air or water pollution of any type. By approving the Allen Harem application for a special use exemption when it did, the Board of Adjustment did not properly fulfill its responsibilities under the zoning code because, first, it approved the special use exemption even though it had not reviewed any plans for renovations and or construction at the Allen Harem site. It's supposed to review the plans. There were no plans to review. Therefore, how could they give Allen Harem a blank check to go ahead and build whatever they want when they haven't reviewed any plans? Since Allen Harem has said they're going to invest over $100 million in renovations to the existing plant and new buildings, there obviously are going to be significant plans involved. Again, how can the Board of Adjustment go ahead and approve it without having any plans to look at? Secondly, the Board of Adjustment failed to adequately consult with other agencies having responsibilities in the areas of public health and safety, and also failed to adequately consider the responses it did get. They sent out requests to 10 state and county agencies that have a role in the permit process for such facilities. They received 4 responses within the deadline. Because we reviewed the files a couple of days after the deadlines, there were only 4 responses there. All of the responses basically said the same thing. We have no problem with you allowing them to take over the Vlasic Pickle Factory as it currently exists. However, they also all said, should there be any significant construction or changes to the facilities, we will need to review those plans and approve them before they can begin operations. So basically, they're saying they had no problem with Allen Harem taking over the Vlasic Pickle Factory. It was meaningless because they've already said in Allen Harem's public releases they're going to build $100 million plus of renovations and new construction. So all of that, again, is going to have to be reviewed by all of those agencies that have a role. So again, there's no way for the Board of Adjustment to make its determinations about health and safety when they and these agencies have not reviewed anything. They also have failed in their responsibility to pay particular attention to the protection of the county and its waterways from the harmful effects of air or water pollution of any type. The Vlasic site is already a brownfield site. There's an adjacent Superfund site, and there continue to be concerns about contamination of the land as well as the ground and surface water at the Vlasic site. Again, as Jay pointed out, you're talking about 2 million chickens a week, 12 million gallons of water that's going to be processed. They haven't publicly committed, I don't believe, as to which way they're going to handle the wastewater, whether they're going to spray it on the fields as Vlasic did, leading to some of the contamination we now see, or they're going to try to treat the water and dump it into the Indian River. Whichever way they go, there's going to be concerns both for groundwater and surface water. And most of the houses in the area are dependent on groundwater for their water supplies for their homes because we're all on wells. We don't have city-supplied water or sewer. And therefore, you know, when they're approving this again with no plans for how the water is going to be treated or how the water is going to be used, they're failing to adequately take into consideration the impacts on the area and the safety and health of the residents. The last thing is, again, Jay mentioned also the heavy traffic. Not only are you talking about the trucks that are going to be on these roads, But the main road that goes by that facility goes right by two schools. You're also talking about 700 employees. They keep saying that number. If you do have 700 employees, not only are you going to have 85 or 90 trucks a day, you're going to have a large number of cars going down these roads, causing concern for the health and safety of the children, not to mention the air pollution impacts of all those vehicles. So, you know, we understand that you cannot review or overturn the actions of the Board of Adjustment, but you need to be aware of what's happening in the county. You are the elected representatives of the people, and while you may not be able to overturn it, the people are going to be looking to you for your leadership as the county board to see that the concerns of the populace are adequately protected, and that at least as the other agencies fulfill their responsibilities to review plans and to make approvals for some of these permits, that is properly done and everything is properly taken care of, so that we don't have ourselves being the dumping ground for all the wastes of all this area, because they already have enough difficulties in this area with air, water, and land pollution. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dottie Lacates. We're supposed to try to hold this to 3 minutes, so if you can be close to that, be okay. But if you got a little longer, we'll...
Give me the high sign.
Yeah. We like to
talk. I'm Dottie Lacates, and I'm a lifelong resident of Sussex County. And I know what chickens are about.
She does.
That's not new. 2 weeks ago, I came, and I didn't know I had to sign up in the back, because I usually sign up in the hall when I address the Board of Adjustments. So this is the first time we have addressed County Council, and it's just an information. Anything I say today has not been repeated by anybody else, and I hope I can get it in 3 minutes. But I want to thank Mr. Wilson, because when I left last time, he was one that I countered on the street outside. After his comment, he said, we are supposed to represent the people. And by golly, we depend on you guys because you're our elected officials. And the other thing I was so impressed about when I attended the county council meeting on the 15th of September, no, of October, was the fact that you started with prayer. You started with the 23rd Psalm. And that is so wonderful to hear, because don't hear it in school anymore. Don't hear it at public meetings. I'm surprised when, you know, a volunteer group starts with the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag. Thank God, I'm not afraid to use that word in public anymore either.
You're
because
welcome here. It's welcome said here. Thank you.
Okay. I used to be a substitute teacher, and I lived in Laurel for a few years. And that was a pleasure, because we did something with the children around patriotism. And we started this little parade, and we had the fireworks. And when I came to Millsboro 42 years, going on 42 years, I love the children, and we always celebrate Independence Day. So I'm going to talk a little bit about freedom, and I'm going to ask you for your help, because we depend on you. When I was in school, I used to hear them salute the flag and pray, and I've watched that flag be burned in other countries, and I have watched the prayer. We're afraid to even use the word God anymore, so I want to bring that back. I want to refresh it, and I want to love it and embrace it. So let me first start by saying what I learned. I mean, the last 4 months of my life has been a real education, more than I could pay for, more than I could... It's been an experience. So let me say, I did not know that we had to fight for freedom in our own country for the things that our country was founded on. I mean, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Even the women can vote now. My gosh. And I've lived through all this stuff, and environmental. I didn't know what the word brownfield meant. I didn't know Vlasic pickle plant was contaminated to the point it's costing us our health. I did not know about the 6 gallons of water to clean my chicken or clean chickens. I used to watch grandmother cut their head off. We'd eat them for Sunday dinner. After touring, I've really gone into the education of chickens and learning a lot about them, because we were invited to visit the Harbison plant. And if you want to be scared, Halloween's coming. You just get in that assembly line and you watch thousands of chickens coming right at you, upside down, blood and guts. And that is startling, folks. That is startling. I've never seen that before in my life. There are already, and you probably all know this, but there are already 12 chicken plants in Sussex County. That may be new to some, it may not. It also makes me look at what is proposed for Sussex County on our behalf. Big isn't always better. The almighty dollar doesn't take the place of a life. And I want to say that the numbers have grown from 350,000 chickens being processed in 1 week to over 2 million. 2 million is a lot. I can't even begin to think in numbers like that. And I've been told, and I understand the difference in economic volume and in environmental issues. I know that the fact is economics always rules. Whether we like it or not, they usually win out. But that's not going to stop us from trying, folks, to appeal this in any way we can. I don't know how else to say it. Failure to take care of our environment causes disease. That causes our health insurance to go up. We know what that's all about. The magnitude of these issues is out of control. I mean, just terribly out of control. I live down underneath the Indian River Power Plant. And 11 years, I talked to a man who is coordinating a project that was created years and years ago when the power plant was first built, cleaning up a spillage of oil. We have gone through fossil fuel. We're now on natural gas, and I hope things improve. But when you talk to somebody who's been from out of state in here to do one job, what do we want today? We want clean air. There's a need for further studies. Nobody has looked at the public health studies and the people down there. Nobody has done an impact study on what it's doing to the community. And, you know, I just say we've got to appeal it, and I like the fact that you're supposed to represent us. I want to see you guys in action, and ladies. And I don't know where to go when I find our state agencies breaking our own state laws. Sad. Thank you very much for allowing me time, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you, ma'am. Ken Haynes. Morning, sir.
Make it short, make it sweet. I'm here with Vlasic and the Owl and Harem. As was stated at the Board of Adjustment meeting on September 23rd, that the Delaware Department of Public Health and DENREC are here to watch our safety. Well, they're here to watch our safety, and why is this site, which is a Brownsfield site, and others contaminated? Right next to it is the NCR plant, presently M&T. That site, as you all know, was a Superfund site. And the town's water was contaminated north of town. My question is there no proactive maintenance? But they're here to watch and protect our health. Why did these sites appear? Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. Norma Hoffman.
Yes, this don't pertain to chicken plants.
That's okay.
But it's something I have spoke to quite a few people for 22 years trying to get a law changed. It's about guns. Residential area. I live in the country, but there's lots of residents. And the person next door to me shoots all different types of guns, like target practice. And I think it's 15 feet away from the road. You're allowed to not shoot a firearm or 100 feet from a dwelling to kill a deer. But why can you do this living next to a person's home. And it'd be legal. So I would like for someone to take into consideration. I have spoke to Mr. Phillips about changing some of the laws, if it's possible. I'm a little bit nervous because I've never done anything like this before.
Take your time. We get nervous too. Take your time.
It's very upsetting. And I've had lots of health problems and surgeries and come home, need rest. You're half asleep, and this guns, all different types, go off. And I have a little dog. She is a nervous wreck. She just trembles every time they do this. I have spoke to the people. They have no consideration for their neighbors.
Okay.
So whatever anybody can do about changing the 15 feet, if you can't shoot a deer from a road and you've got to have a football field to shoot a deer, how come you can stand out there and shoot all different types of guns?
We'll have to ask our attorney if he could maybe tell us what the county's position is on.
That's a state law. Right?
Yeah, what she's referring to is state law under the hunting regulations,
yes.
Which mm-hmm. says how many feet you can discharge a firearm from a road mm-hmm. or near a house, whether it be deer hunting, duck hunting, and other discharges of firearms during the hunting activities.
And if they violate those distances, Who does she call?
Well, what she's referring to instead of the hunting, she's referring to target practice.
Yes.
And maybe someone
okay.
has a target range or other shooting range
and,
within that area.
Mr. Dukes, I've had him out to the house. He's well aware of it. And
Mr. who?
Mr. Dukes.
Oh, okay.
Biff Lee's place.
Yes. Representative Dukes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay.
Very good.
I've been on the phone to lots of people, and I've spoke to Mr. Phillips and quite a few people, mm-hmm. you know.
But I guess I was wondering if we could invite a representative from DENREC to come down and maybe educate us on that law.
Yeah, I've spoke to everybody in that office, too, and they agree with me.
Yeah, target range is not permitted on a residential zone parcel, is it?
Well, it would. I guess it would depend on: is it in a subdivision? Is it general residential AR1? If it's agricultural, depending on the size of the parcel, and again, is it a just someone's personal use of a shooting bench out there with a target, as opposed to, you know, a commercial activity?
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
But wouldn't you? Well, I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know. But mm-hmm. just from what she's saying, just a personal observation, seems to me that 15 feet from mm-hmm. somebody's house
mm-hmm.
is awful close.
Yes.
Awful
close. Too close.
I'm not sure she said 15 feet from her house. What she was saying, discharge a firearm, you have to be 15 feet off the road. Because they don't want you shooting from a vehicle. So why that?
Sure.
And so from the DENREC standpoint, I'm not sure that they even regulate target to practice. I think their regulations go more to the hunting regulations themselves.
I thought it was all shooting. I didn't know. 300 feet.
I think it says there it's supposed to be a size of a football field.
Maybe Mr. Lang could come in on a future agenda, Todd, and maybe give us an idea how he's been dealing with this over the years and how, if there is a problem, here's a way to correct it, or is it a state issue? So maybe
we have had a recent complaint of a shooting range, for lack of better words, but under a commercial umbrella that did not have proper zoning. They are coming before the board for variance.
Huh.
Variance is required because it is a commercial entity, even though it's in a residential area.
Mm-hmm. Well, this person, he has a little under 4 acres, which only about a half an acre is cleared. And from where they shoot, it's not even 100 feet from my house. And I've even got arrows from bows landed in my yard, and whatever it's called from the shells shooting, that you can hear them on the tree leaves. And it's just,
so
I feel as though I'm not against hunting. I'm just against this type of things going on in a residential area.
Well, we do. We do have ordinances that have minimum.
We will see if we can before get, you can do things. On a future agenda, get Ms. Lance to talk to us.
The person had a stepson to come in from North Carolina last June. He shot all different types of guns every day. Mm-hmm. It would even rain. He would stand in the house and shoot out his back door. He was possessed with guns. And I've come to the point, and I've been told to call the police. Well, the police gets involved. That just causes me problems with the neighbor.
Sure.
So I would like for y'all to do whatever you
Thank
can.
Thank you for bringing that to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel, pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Executive session, I assume, Todd and Mr.